the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, what's up, Ronnie? Thanks for the email, man. Sorry this hadn't been clicking for you and Katrina.
Dude, right? It's so messed up. I thought we were, you know, clicking and all that, and that's why I reached out to you guys.
So you're confused about everything that's happened. To you, there's nothing obvious to warrant the silent treatment, is there?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, there's nothing obvious that jumped out to me. I mean, it happens a lot, right? I mean, you tell yourself you're used to it, and that's just what people do now, like... They don't want to make things too awkward when they, like, rip your heart out. So instead of, you know, telling you, they just disappear, right? And you're just supposed to accept it. That's it. And I listen to your show a lot. And every time I hear it, I'm thinking, no, why? Like, why am I just accepting this as the way it is?
Accepting what? Ghosting, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really annoying. It's really effed up, honestly.
Well, no, like, I mean, we agree, but I don't think it's going to stop because you just refuse to accept it, though.
I mean, no, I get that. I'm just saying it's like if I go back years and years, right? And how many girls did this to me? I mean, and I didn't even follow up, you know? I mean, it's not like hundreds or anything, but you know, there's definitely been 10 or 15, I'd say. You know, I mean, a bunch of them were duds, but maybe... Right. Maybe they just didn't feel it. I don't know. But I'd have to imagine there's at least two or three that maybe even just misunderstood the situation or something. And maybe they just got confused about something. I could have cleared it up or there was some hurdle we could have gotten over, you know? Like, it's a big deal. Maybe I wouldn't be single right now.
Okay.
You think you might have missed out on something incredible over the years, like with these past women, over something... Potentially really dumb?
I mean, it's a possibility, right?
It is. Like,
I'm not pining over these really old relationships, but maybe I did miss out on one of them. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't want to continue not knowing. So here I am now thinking, you know, what the hell happened with Katrina? What did I do wrong here? Maybe I shouldn't just let it go.
Well, I like that we're taking a stand.
Putting our foot down.
Yeah. I don't remember history in your email, though. Did y'all meet online? Like, what's the backstory with y'all?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was, I was interested, you know, from the time we matched up and, you know, I tried not to get my hopes up too soon, but to me, it's, you know, it's all about the messaging, the conversation. I mean, a girl, you know, can be hot as hell, but maybe she has just nothing going on, you know, between her ears, you know, I don't know, but that's not the problem with Katrina. Like we messaged a lot. She's funny. She's witty. And, we agreed to meet up. And so I'm like, all right, I'm literally going to impress her. And I want to take her to one of those Brazilian steakhouse places. Not Fogo, but, you know, one of those kind of places with all the meat and, you know, a gift card.
Oh, dude, no, you don't have to explain Brazilian steakhouse to me. Okay, like, I'm right. Very, very aware.
I know. You can't have a more bad time. That's right. You know, and it's basically the best meal you can have, like a buffet, but way classier, right? So
don't go knocking buffets,
it depends on
man.
The buffet. Yeah. In general, that's pretty great. Or not. Was she a vegetarian?
Right.
Or?
Well, no, but I don't know. It was a slam dunk, I'd hoped. I mean, it can't have been. I haven't heard from her since.
Right.
And before anyone says it, like, she knew about the gift card, and she didn't care. I think. So, like, I think we can cross that off the list at least.
Oh, dude, rookie mistake.
Yeah, never cross anything
never,
off the list.
Never. All right, so we're going to get Katrina on the phone, and we will find out her side of this coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Man, Ronnie's taking a stand today.
He's got a red line. And it's for noble reasons. He's like, hey, I've been treating this
women
wrong.
Who've done him wrong, yeah, or like, he's done wrong.
Maybe I missed out on opportunities by not following this up, right?
You know?
Okay.
Could have missed out on the one.
You could have. So
maybe the one is Katrina.
Maybe it is. How would you know?
Turn this all around right now. Fingers crossed.
You're so hopeful of that.
I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Katrina?
Yeah. Who is this? It came up as
spam.
Right.
Yeah. Not entirely inaccurate, but we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you with this date night package that we have for you, which is, gotta say, a real gold mine. Okay. If you accept this, you get to pick whatever you want to do, literally anything. And we are going to cover all the costs.
For real? anything?
I mean, in or around town.
Yeah. We're not going to send you to Vegas or Paris or something, and also we get to pick your date.
That's a good one.
but for real, we will pick the man that you enjoy the thing with. Now, before you freak out completely, it is the person who entered you for the prize in the first place, and you have been out with him before, so it's not all that weird.
Do I get to know who it is, or is it a surprise?
Oh, God, no. You definitely get to know.
You get to decide,
too.
Right.
Like, whether or not it's all worth it.
Right. So, his name's Ronnie.
Okay.
You remember Ronnie? You know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Wow, Ronnie.
Wow, right. Ronnie indeed.
Okay.
So what do you think? Snazzy free date with Ronnie?
This is kind of awkward, actually.
The date or?
Us inquiring about your love life?
The part where this is on the radio or what?
Wait, no, this is what? What now?
Oh,
Katrina,
well.
I mean, I had a really good time and I was thinking you did too, and if you did, well, I'd like to do it again.
Oh God, you got to be kidding me! He's
absolutely.
On the no. Okay. This just keeps getting better. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I mean, it was chill, and it's not like I had a bad time or anything, but I just didn't feel the sparks. You know, I just don't want to make a big deal, but you know, when you meet someone in person sometimes and. You think it's going to be this big thing and it just doesn't fire.
Okay. So you weren't into him.
Right.
You weren't into him. That happens. That happens, Katrina.
Yeah.
But why not tell him that, you know, why not indicate to him at some point, literally any point, that maybe you two would be better off as friends.
Yeah. Because like, if he's going to keep calling and texting, right. Like, couldn't you give him something to let him down easy?
I mean, I get it. I hate it when people ghost me, but I,
right.
And I usually do make a point to try and let someone know when I think we should just try to be friends. I mean, you know, that's kind of code for just don't contact me again. This is never going to work out ever.
Right.
But
okay.
I mean, with Ronnie, I noticed some things. They're kind of weird and a bit freaky. And I just wasn't sure how he'd take the news.
I just got to say two things. All right. One, I really appreciate you at least being honest. You know, I realize you would not have done that on your own, right? But I appreciate it all the same. And two, I'm going to hate myself for asking this, but what did you notice?
It's not just one thing. It's more like all the things, like body language, general vibe. And I mean, it didn't really put it all together until I saw you, like, make out with your steak knife, but I mean,
code for something. Euphemism.
I don't really know what she's talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Straight up licked your steak knife on like multiple occasions while making some weird eye contact with me and those meat dudes who came around.
What?
I don't know if you meant that to be sexy or something, but it really. I'm sorry. It didn't work for me.
It wasn't supposed to be anything. I didn't even realize it was weird.
The eye contact or the knife?
I mean, licking your knife in any establishment is pretty much frowned upon. Has nobody ever told you that?
Who does this?
I didn't get the memo.
Serious
question. I have to wrap my brain around this.
No, I'm not knocking this.
You're not like afraid you're going to like cut your tongue?
Yes! Right? Do you do it with all knives?
What are really sharp knives?
I feel like you're the weird ones right now. Have you ever gone camping?
No.
Okay. Okay. I can use a knife as both a fork and a spoon. You know, and really sharp knives, I mean, depending on what I'm cutting. I don't know. If it's raw meat, obviously.
Not if it's raw, but otherwise you'll just like what? Okay, so you licked a knife.
Why?
Yes, to get what? Like, what's the point?
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, the flavors, like you get those juices to clean it. It depends. Like, all right, at a Brazilian steakhouse, why wouldn't you?
Come on, if you're at the Brazilian.
Have you never seen this before?
No!
You have to think about Maybe you're the ones with the hang up right now.
That's it.
Seriously, I think it's all of you.
Could be.
You've never seen this before.
No.
I've never seen this before. And I would absolutely remember seeing people licking their knives like they're popsicles, okay?
It would jump out at you.
I mean,
it's not a big deal.
No, it's like some serial killer behavior for real. And that would totally stick out, okay? And I'm sorry I ghosted you. But
you got your answers, my man, Ronnie. I admire the more than you wanted, actually. But you know what? I hope you feel at peace, and we appreciate y'all's time today. Thank you.